This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
As everyone's aware, last Sunday, my hubby's favourite show came back for 2020. It's
Yay!
Channel 10's Dancing with the Stars. And we're thrilled to welcome one of the judges, Tristan, who's in here live with us. Just keep 10 feet away. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
welcome, Tristan.
Thank you very much.
You have been given a hose, so if I come at you, you know, with crazy eyes, you are allowed to hose me down.
Yeah.
It's the only way to keep me into control.
It's all right. Creepy Andy's going as security. So, Tristan, you know, welcome to Joy. Dancing with the Star is back for another season. It's been going for 16 seasons here. Why is there so much excitement about it in Australia, but also around the world? I mean, it just seems to continue. And why is it still so relevant?
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit of a phenomenon of a show. You know, it's I really enjoy it. I think it's still a very positive show. And I think...
Did you watch Sunday's episode? There wasn't some positivity going on there.
No, but it's a family-friendly show. It's something that people can watch together as a family. And unfortunately, there's not too many TV shows like that anymore. Everything's high drama and everything's... You know, there's a lot of things that you kind of have to censor when
you're
watching.
There's a lot of doom and gloom out there.
There is.
Yeah.
There is, you know, and it's kind of...
Yeah, and his name's Dean Wells. I saw that text.
See, that's the thing. I think Dean is great. I know everyone has these... ideas about people when they come on, and unfortunately I don't think Dean is getting a fair crack when he's putting in an awful lot of effort, an awful lot of sweat, and probably an awful lot of tears as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of sweat.
Yeah,
a lot of sweat.
There's a lot of sweat there, yeah.
Well, Tristan, Australia has come to know and love you as the judge on Dancing with the Stars, but you've also been on the other side. You've performed both in the UK and the US versions of Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. You've been a touring member of Burn the Floor. You've been in multiple productions from Aladdin, Strictly Ballroom, as well as Mrs. Brown's Tour Alive.
Yep.
But I'm going to assume that your career highlight would have been the unnamed dance role in my favourite movie, Ellie Enchanted.
Yeah, not many people know about that one, Ellie Enchanted. Yeah, that was one of my first... It was like a Disney film.
Yeah, I know.
Anne Hathaway.
We watched about 7,000. We had two daughters, and that was on loop.
Well, we loved the book. It was a book that we all read. I read to my daughters very early on, and when you know it came out with Anne Hathaway, we watched it on repeat. Yeah,
it was funny. It was actually filmed in my hometown in Wicklow. That's how we kind of they needed a big dance scene in it, so they got a bunch of dancers there. I didn't really know what it was. It was just kind of like a show. So we went in and, Anne Hathaway was there, Eric Idle. It was a long time ago. It was Elton John we danced to.
I'm going...
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Every time I hear it, I'm popping away.
Doubt moves the gun.
Yeah.
So, my husband loves a good gossip. You knew this was going to be coming.
Obviously, you've danced
and judged with some colourful people over your time.
Yes.
You know, you've had professionals both on the UK and the US version, Gladys Knight. Pamela Anderson. Who has been the most nightmarish celebrity that you've had?
I want gossip. Who turned up drunk? Who did you have to... Oh.
Do you know, it's kind of... You'll know yourself as well. When you're doing stuff for so long, there's moments in the day when you just want to strangle everyone and there's moments when you love everyone. So it's a very topsy-turvy kind of show.
Yeah, stop playing the nice Irish boy.
My first partner was a lady called Nancy Grace.
Yes.
She's a CNN reporter. And Nancy was an absolute nightmare. We were like cats and dogs. We used to tear strips out of each other every day. But I also love her very, very much. People in America have a very split opinion of Nancy Grace. But she used to get so frustrated and she'd donkey kick me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to say, I'd get her in the headlock. I don't get her in the headlock now. I just said, that's okay. I'm going to go home now. I'll see you a little bit later on.
And what was it like with Gladys Knight?
Gladys was unbelievable.
That would have been sensational.
And Gladys was on tour at the time, so I got to go on tour with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to film the show on Monday nights in Los Angeles, and then Tuesday morning we'd go somewhere and be on tour for the whole week and rehearse in her spare time. But I got to meet all these Motown legends, and there's a video somewhere singing My Girl with the Temptations and Gladys Knight in the rehearsal room.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
She's actually coming to town this week, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, she's playing going there. Here at the Arts Centre, I believe. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah,
she wanted to sing at our wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, we said, no thanks, we've got someone.
I mean, you brought that up. You've married an Aussie girl.
Yeah,
so are you living in Australia now? Is that why we have you here, or are you flicking back and forwards?
I had been jumping around a little bit, but no, we live in the Shire in Sydney.
And
my wife Tahina is originally from Cronulla.
Yep.
And when we were building our family, we decided we wanted to raise them in God's country here.
It is a very small little pond, that Shire, isn't it?
You're born
in the Shire, they don't leave the Shire, they stay in the Shire. Yeah,
they've accepted me in there, all right. I still have to bring my passport now and again across the bridge. But the Shire's the best.
I always feel sorry for the professionals, because you look at some of these train wrecks that turn up, and I consider myself a professional dancer, and I've got a dead partner here called Wayne. He brings me down. Tristan, what do I do? Do I trade him in for a younger and better model, or do I send him for some dance lessons?
No, you don't. You enjoy your moments together. These are the most important parts.
Oh, I'm having fun, but I'm embarrassed having him next to me.
I mean, it's a competitive show. Everyone wants to win, but you can't lose track of the fact that we are dance teachers and we're trying to get people involved in dance, and we're not trying to turn them away from it.
Are you one of these mean dance teachers? Do you spend your whole time yelling?
No, I'm very, very patient.
Oh, okay.
I'm very, very patient, because the way I see myself is, in the world of professional dancers, I'm not at the top end. So I don't want to be treated a certain way that I might treat someone because I'm better than them at that.
Because our daughter was very big into ballet from the time she was 3 or 4. She just wanted to go. One of those kids that demanded and sent herself off. I think there at the end we were there 4 days a week, you know, tap, jazz, contemporary, ballet,
right,
private lessons, groups. We spent my life, and then every school holidays you spend the time at a Stedford's driving from one end of the company to the other. It drove me crazy, didn't it?
It was insane.
You're learning, you don't even know.
Well, he turned into a dance mum.
I was the best dance mum, because, look, I was a single parent and poor, so my poor daughter, you know, you'd have ribbons on one, ballet shoes and the elastics on the other, and I'd be sewing on the elastics and the ribbons in between.
That's great, though.
And the mothers would be looking at me going, don't you have a spare pen? I'm thinking, the kid's got a hole in the bottom of his shoes. I'd be sticking cardboard over it and painting it pink and sending them out on stage. Yeah.
I think that's great. No, I think it's super. It's like, again, that's the beauty of dance. It's something that you can kind of do together. You can enjoy watching your daughters do it.
Yeah,
it was good. It's something you can do as a family. Like, it's superb, I think.
Well, look, we're very excited. Look, we haven't even talked about Dancing with the Stars properly yet. Look, Tristan, talking about the judges, you are joined again this season by the gorgeous Shana Burgess. And let me tell you, those boobies were on point on Sunday night.
Eyes forward.
Eyes forward. Well, that's correct. And there's also, we got Craig Horwood.
Revel Horwood, Craig.
But he wasn't there this...
Yeah, he's missing.
He was missing. So I'm assuming one of the celebrities pushed him down the stairs just before it went to air, ignoring how mean he was going to be.
Oh, was it a Tonya Harding episode?
They tried. Yeah, no, Craig is one of the head judges on Strictly Come Dancing in the UK. And they go on an arena tour after each season. Now, we obviously have relocated from Sydney to Melbourne to do the show, and it's a week earlier than last season, so he's actually still on the tour.
Oh, so he will be back next
season. He may be in the air right now.
Thank God, because let me tell you, there was a couple on there that we needed, Craig, because you three, they go, oh, it's all so nice, it's all so lovely, it's all so beautiful. I bet you get a 4. You know, and I thought, I want critiques in line with the numbers. Yeah.
I was waiting for the participation certificates to start being handed out.
Oh, no, I would have ripped
it. You tried really hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those, it's always hard with the first show as well, because you know you've got 9 weeks or 10 weeks ahead of you. And you kind of have to start low when it comes to scores. Like, the comments can be positive or negative all they want, but in terms of the scores, because if someone is kind of...
I thought they were actually quite high.
I thought they might have been.
Just a couple. You got really excited over a 7, and I'm just like, did you get your paddle mixed up?
I feel guilty there, because I understand, having been on the other side, I understand when you're working so hard for the week or the 2 weeks coming up to the first show, and you're just so excited, and you get it done, you see people smiling, and you're like, that's amazing. And then someone goes, that's a 2.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so deflating.
But that's what we love.
Yeah,
like, as people sitting there.
That's because you're all harsh looking at home. Yeah, you'd be...
Oh, we're here to rip them a piece. This is what the... internet's for. I'm on Twitter. You know,
yeah. There's enough negativity there. We keep it positive in the studio. And but it's hard to gauge. Like if someone does a bad dance, say this week, and I give them a 6, and then they improve and they do really well the next week, and I give them another 6. There's no way to kind of justify that.
So you need somewhere to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And again, you have to remember they've only been dancing for 2 weeks. If they can get a bleeding 10 in 2 weeks, and I've been doing it for 20 odd years, and I've never got one.
Yeah, but don't build their hopes up. Honestly, if they're crap, they're crap. Yeah. Just tell them straight up.
Exactly. Well, that's it. We are trying to be. I'm trying to be straight up with people, but also I'm trying to encourage them as well.
Be encouraging. That's very good. Yeah. My job is to go on Twitter and insult them to town.
If I didn't do it, what would you do?
Well, Tristan, look, I know who my biggest surprise of the week was. So as a judge, actually surprised you, both good and bad, because we've got those you think, they might do all right, and who do you think was the best?
Best for different reasons. I mean, I thought Claudia was fantastic as a dancer.
That
she was unbelievable.
Beautiful, yeah. And that red dress, the lighting on the stage. She looked beautiful, and I love her as an actress.
I thought she was really, really great. Celia, I guess, was a big surprise.
She was great.
Yeah, because, and again, for no other reason, it was just she came out, she was so confident opening the show, confident. So, I mean, that was good. Everyone I know was really surprised with Travis. I thought he did all right. I don't think he done as good as everyone said.
Oh, Travis, that's that AFL
Travis
guy.
Cloak.
See,
yeah.
I had no idea who he was. I had to Google him. Sport is not my number one.
You know what? He's the nicest man you'll ever meet. He's really, really nice. I just don't think emotion is wiping drool off the side of your face or twitching your chest or rubbing your arm. But I love you, Trav.
And I like Chloe. She did all right.
Chloe did great, yeah.
But we were sitting there thinking, as if the judges are going to rip Chloe apart, why the Queen of Australia, Olivia Newton-John, was sitting in the audience. Let me tell you,
best,
she'd get
it?
Up and kill you. Don't mess with Chloe.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Olivia's here this week now and Craig's back.
So I know it's only week one, so who do you think will make it to the end?
Oh, yeah. Who are you putting a bet on as the winner?
Not
playing favourites. Do you know what? I think now the first show is done, a lot of people will really know what they're in for. So I think you're going to see something very different from everyone when they come in next week. I really hope Bo Ryan stays around for a long time, because I find him very, very entertaining.
Me too. And when he took his shirt off. But let's just say that that white singlet with a bit of puffy green paint over it. And then Dean Wells comes out in a 30-cent Kmart black T-shirt with it. And I thought, Channel 10 doesn't have any money for costume design this year. But then it was all spent on Dami M, because she looked beautiful.
I reckon Ed's going to be the dark horse.
Oh, you think Ed Cavalier's going to do it?
Yeah.
With those chicken legs?
All he has to do is fix up those facial expressions, though.
I think they're great. I think people love them.
Yeah. The overbite one.
It's funny because I was only just talking to Ruby there before about this. Like, I thought Ed did a lot better than the scores probably suggest. More exactly. So where the table suggests. Maybe not the scores, because I think the scores were justified. But in terms of when you look at the table, he's down quite low. And I thought he was very, very entertaining.
I reckon he's going to be the dark horse. I reckon he'd at least get into the finals.
That's a good call there. Yeah. Who do you think is going to win it?
Well,
I reckon Claudia will.
I'm going Claudia. So she topped the leaderboard this week. And then after that, we had Celia, Chloe. Oh, Christian did all right too.
At first, when
I saw him and his partner come out, I thought they were going to do a Kylie Minogue number, like la la la, and I thought, oh no. Then they stripped all that off, and I thought, oh Christian, you've really upset me. Yeah. But who was at the bottom of the board? Dean. Oh Dean. My God, that was a train wreck.
But you know, again, I found it very entertaining. I think if Dean was coming into the show under different circumstances, I think that people would accept them an awful lot more, and I think that they'd take that dance for as entertaining as it was.
Okay, well,
he knew he wasn't a great dancer, but he gave it everything he had, and that's all we asked for. I found them very, very entertaining.
Well, you are the professional, so we will stick to that. Tristan, it has been so much fun. You can
catch Tristan
every Sunday night at 7:30 on Channel 10 as one of the judges on this season's Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.